All week, we talked about the significance of Thursday's U.S. inflation data. We downplayed any volatility around the U.S. midterm election results and had pinpointed the U.S. CPI read as the one that could really move markets. And this is exactly how things played out, with the reads coming in a good amount below forecast, triggering a healthy repricing of Fed rate hike expectations. Peak rates are now seen at 4.875% in the second quarter of 2023, down from 5.25% just 1 week ago. And so no surprise to see equity surging and the US dollar getting hammered. Still, there are some important considerations that now need to be made when considering where we go from here. The first consideration is the fact that this was only one CPI print. The overall trend remains one in which inflation has been rising, and it would be too early to read too much into one print, much in the same way it was too early to read into hot inflation reads in the many years post-financial markets crisis of 2008 all the way into 2021. Any hot reads over that time frame were proven to be outliers. The second consideration is that a less aggressive Fed as a consequence of the CPI read could just as easily reignite inflation, which would once again get the Fed right back on the track of higher for longer. Finally, if inflation were to truly be showing signs of topping out and the Fed were to alter its course and shift towards a less aggressive rate hike path, we could indeed see the same reaction from other central banks, which would certainly offset any currency advantage against the US dollar. And so we remain cautious, and perhaps even more cautious, in the aftermath of the Thursday market reaction. If anything, we would be inclined to be expecting the next big move to lean back towards lower stocks and a resurgence in US dollar demand, rather than a meaningful continuation of the risk-on dollar off flow that we just saw. Key standouts on Friday's calendar come from German inflation, UK GDP, trade, industrial production and construction output, the German current account, and US Michigan sentiment. That's all for now.